is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on WikiLeaks Without Assange or WikiLinks Without Internet. First, there was a note that the daily surge of WikiLinks email dumps had suddenly stopped for 2 days, prompting speculation that maybe Ecuador had cut the internet connects to Julian Assange in his hideout apartment in the Ecuadorian embassy in an upscale London district. Then there was confirmation, including commentary from Rafael Correa, Ecuadorian president, that yes, indeed, they had cut off Assange's internet access until after the U.S. presidential election. The explanation was short and sweet from Ecuador. Having had long experience with foreign intervention in Latin American elections, Ecuador didn't want to be accused of having any role with interfering with another country's election, and that included the current one in El Norte. Clearly, they were also bridling over the argument being made by U.S. cyber pros and politicians that WikiLinks was essentially funneling emails in a silent partnership with whatever the Russian name for the KGB is now. Assange undoubtedly has also stepped on some toes with his blatant partisanship and disdain for the Clinton candidacy, while welcoming the sudden surprising embrace of the alt-right wing of the Republican Party and its banner man, Donald Trump. Correa had indicated earlier that he favored Clinton in the contest, though he felt somewhat contradictorily that Trump might be so bad that he would be good for the resurgence of left parties in Latin America, making an argument that was extremely difficult to follow. At the same time, Carrera and the official Ecuadorian statements were clear that Assange would still be harbored in the embassy and that they had rescheduled the Swedish interviews on Assange's remaining rape charge until after the election as well, presumably to allow Assange access to the internet to prepare for his lawyers. What an interesting turn of events. Now we'll see if WikiLinks is more or less than the sum of Assange's parts these days. WikiLinks claims, likely, truthfully, that it has no idea who's sending them these hacked emails, no more than we can name the individuals who are named in our daily spam messages. Computer pros can suss out some clues from the IP addresses and messages, but it would be surprising if these dumps weren't encrypted and sent through VPN channels, making them hard to trace as well. But surely these dumps are not going directly into Assange's personal account, for goodness sakes. The WikiLinks website has the ways and means to receive blind data transmissions, for goodness sakes. So technically, if they had something, they could continue to merrily attempt to poke their emails in the eyes of U.S. voters and the candidates. Maybe, despite the internet anarchist reputation of WikiLinks, we're going to find that it's really top-down command and control. Now we'll find out if there's anything or anybody really involved in WikiLinks other than Assange and a close clutch of comrades. There was a time when WikiLinks seemed to be an organization of sorts that had people who could flesh out their claims to being a journalistic enterprise of a sort. As Assange's legal troubles increased, along with his bizarre efforts to find safe houses and escape extradition to Sweden, WikiLinks seemed to be imploding around him. The internet certainly hasn't been shut down, so we might find out if WikiLinks is just a one-man band or has a life separate from Assange. Or, alternatively, was there a message to Assange from Ecuador that said not only, dude, sorry about that internet, but also, stop this stuff until after the U.S. election or you are so out of here. We'll see soon. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.